With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Texas Democrats leaving the Lone Star State. That in an attempt over the weekend to prevent the House from holding a vote Monday on new congressional maps. Move could expose Democrats to fines and possibly penalties. One more promise made is a promise kept by the Trump administration. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
In every campaign rally, candidate Donald Trump promised to make America safe again. Now, 6 months into his second term in office, President Donald Trump has delivered the nation's most secure southern border in recent history, hitting a record low in arrests by Border Patrol in July. Last month, agents arrested some 4,600 individuals attempting to cross the southwest border between ports of entry. That's a 24% decrease from June and a staggering 92% drop when compared to July 2024. Ken Lorman reporting.
Studies revealing more facts over that January collision of an Army helicopter and a passenger plane over Washington.
The challenges posed by night vision goggles were among the topics discussed at the NTSB's third and final day of public testimony over the fatal midair crash, which killed all 67 people aboard both aircrafts. The Army goggles would have made it difficult to see the plane's colored lights, which might have helped the Black Hawk determine the plane's direction. The goggles also limited the pilot's peripheral vision as they flew near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Experts said another challenge that evening was distinguishing the plane from the lights on the ground while the two aircraft were on a collision course. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
China playing hardball with U.S. demands that it stop buying oil from Russia and Iran or face a possible 100% tariff. This comes as both nations signal goodwill in negotiating a trade deal after 2 days of talks in Sweden. This is SRN News. Well, Americans talk about trust.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Top prosecutor in Germany filing charges against a Syrian man in connection with a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial earlier this year that seriously wounded a tourist from Spain. Authorities say the suspect sought to use the crime as a way of being admitted to ISIS. He allegedly sent a photo of himself to members of the terrorist group. This is SRN News. A poll just released finds opinions on racial discrimination throughout America have changed quite a bit, in fact, in the last 4 years. Correspondent Jennifer King takes a look at the survey and what it might mean to most Americans.
45%, or less than half of Americans, think black people face high levels of discrimination in the U.S. That's a substantial decline from 60% 4 years ago when many companies were launching efforts to promote diversity. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The current poll found 32% of U.S. adults say Asians face a lot of racial discrimination. That's down from 45%. In 2021. That 2021 poll was conducted not long after the first police officer was found guilty in the death of George Floyd and the killings of eight people, including six Asians, at spas in Atlanta. Jennifer King, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.